Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We were joined in the last segment by Benjamin Tall, who's the Deputy Chief Economist at CIBC World Markets. And Benny, I think you did a pretty good job of sort of giving us a bit of framework, not a bit, a good framework around what we're facing in this trade dispute or this technology war that's taking place between the U.S. and China. You left us with an interesting thought that you could see this developing into two trading economic trading zones and a bit of a cold war in the sense that different countries are going to have to pick sides. What's the implication for investors, for Canadian investors?
Yes, the first implications are actually for Canadian policymakers, because you know Canada has been trying to diversify its economic engine for a while. You know, we have a trade deal with 51 countries. 51 countries, that's a lot of trade deals, a lot of negotiations. But if you look at over the past 10 years, our reliance on the U.S. is actually the same as it was 10 years ago. So with all those agreements, nothing really happened. Why? Because there was no sense of urgency. Now with Trump, with NAFTA, we know the story, there is a sense of urgency to do something regarding diversifying our trade engine. And that's what the last budget basically told us. A lot of money is going to be invested into diversifying our economy and exports base.
So economist, how would you look at the Canadian government and what are the key things that they need to do to diversify? I think part of the problem when we're on this side of the television or this side of the radio or reading online, where we get frustrated because the lack of speed to get this stuff done, for example, the pipelines as being the biggest one. What do we need to get done from the government to kind of get this thing moving a lot faster so we can see that diversification, not only within who we're trading with, but also with the economies within the certain areas around this country?
Well, that's a very good question. So first of all, I think that we have to rethink diversification because the Trump era is changing the way we analyze diversification. Because if I'm right, and we're going to see two major trading blocks, basically a semi-Cold War, if you wish, and in a Cold War, you need to choose a side. Now, before Trump, you diversify in a very simple way. You sell to whoever is willing to buy. Now, if they are in the other side, do you want to sell to them? You see, so we have to rethink diversification in terms of what countries we want to be involved with and what side of this war or dispute we are in. So that's very interesting set of different thinking, if you wish, given the new era. So that's why the focus should be not only on different countries, but also on products. We have to diversify in terms of value-added goods and services. The service sector should be a huge factor when it comes to diversifying our export base. And of course, the pipeline aspect is huge when it comes to this situation. We need to be able to ship our oil, no question asked about it, because I think that's a part of the Canadian economy, and we need to be able to ship this oil, otherwise we'll simply choke on it. So that's something that we have to work on in a big way.
So there's a sentiment here in southern Alberta, in Calgary, in parts of northern Alberta that are coming out and saying there's no need to worry about Canada. Provinces like Alberta should just separate from the country, maybe even join the Americans and avoid this issue. We're going back to that conversation happening out west of separation. These types, I call them distractions to the real problem. And so what do you think about those individuals who are, and there are economists out there who are saying the same thing, that Alberta, Saskatchewan, and British Columbia should separate from Canada. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I won't get too much into it. This is just all kinds of people talking. I think that we should focus on the issues, and the issue is how do we get the oil out there? And I think that should be a priority, and we have to find a creative way, a responsible way to get this oil out. We simply sit on it, and that's not healthy for anybody, the Canadian economy in general, and of course Alberta in particular.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting any disagreement from anybody in Alberta that we don't want to be sitting on it, that's for sure. I mean, hopefully we've made some progress there.
Yeah, and Benny, what else can we do? Like, there's oil. We all understand that, you know, it is one thing that we have to get that out of the ground and out to other consumers. But what else can Canada do to have Canada's interest move forward? Because, of course, we're not as big as the U.S. or the Chinese, but we need to have some sort of sovereign economic program. So what are your thoughts with that?
I think that high value added manufacturing is a big one. You know, you look at places like Toronto, you know, Kitchener, Waterloo, we are leading when it comes to high tech startups. So clearly there is something here that people are seeing. In terms of foreign direct investment, we are getting nice money into the technology space. I think that's the future. I think that's the future. And when I say technology, I mean also technology within the energy sector, where Alberta can lead the way. So I see basically adding value to what we do. We have been way too comfortable in Canada as a whole, and also Alberta, quite frankly, when it comes to just relying on a simple economic model. We need much more than that. We need to add value to what we sell. If we do that, over the next 10 years, we look different.
So the bond market right now, Benny, is showing a potential sign of inversion, which generally speaking, we talk about that being the big R word, recession coming in, especially with how rates have moved down in the U.S. and Canada's having their issues as well from a bond perspective. Do you see a recession coming in the near term?
Well, clearly the inverted yield curve is a signal, and we should respect the yield curve. I know that the economy is going to slow down, and that's maybe what the bond market is trying to tell us. But I think that the difference between previous episodes of inversion in the yield curve and now is that central bankers, the Bank of Canada, and the Fed are not repeating past mistakes. They are not raising interest rates. In fact, now we are tweeting about the possibility of cutting interest rates. This means that central bankers are not repeating past mistakes. And if that's the case, I think that the bond market is now a bit too expensive. I think that with interest rates, actually short-term interest rates going down, that will lift expectations for economic growth in the U.S. and actually will lead to higher long-term yields in the U.S. So I'm talking about a steepening in the yield curve over the next few months, something that can catch the market by surprise, because until now we have been talking about a flat yield curve. So a steepening in the yield curve, because remember, in the past, we've seen it in 93, 98, there are some episodes in which when the Fed cuts interest rates, long-term interest rates actually rise. Why? Because people believe that this cut will help the economy.
Benny, last question before we have to sign off here. There's actually a big dispersion between anticipated direction of Canadian U.S. dollar spreads, foreign exchange, between the big Canadian five banks. Where do you think the Canadian dollar is going relative to U.S.?
That's a very good question. In general, you would like it to see it going down, because that's what we need in terms of exports. However, we are seeing a situation in which potentially the Bank of Canada will divorce itself from the Fed. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the Fed cutting twice this year, in the second half of the year. Some people say three or four times. So clearly the Fed is moving. The Bank of Canada is not showing any inclination to cut interest rates anytime soon. So we might see 50 basis points cut by the Fed with no move by the Bank of Canada. Now, how long the Bank of Canada can divorce itself from the Fed, that's a different question. But there will be a period of time in which the Fed will go one way, the Bank of Canada will not move at all. And in this situation, you will expect the Canadian dollar to improve. So we see the Canadian dollar actually appreciating a bit over the next 6 months and then losing ground again.
And then losing ground. Okay. So for all of you traveling in the next little while, there you have it. Buy your currency accordingly. Yeah, that's right. Benny, listen, we got to wrap it up at this point. I want to thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule and shedding some light on what a lot of people are quite concerned about and thinking about, and giving us a little future gazing as to how this might work out.
A pleasure. Thank you.
We've been joined by Benjamin Tall, Deputy Chief Economist at CIBC World Markets. Faisal, we got to make sense of this. I mean, we talk about all of these different moving parts. Mm-hmm. People are moving into retirement. They're losing an income. They've got to live off their savings. How do we put together a portfolio to sustain them through not just what we see in the next 6, 12, and 24 months, but through a 35-year retirement?
Yeah, and this is where the biggest concern comes into play is, with all these issues happening, Will I have enough money to retire? Yeah. We're going to show you the solution to that on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Okay, stick around after the break. Are mom and dad getting a little older? Is their health failing? Could that screw up your retirement? Stick around. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.